Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building Soul Pride, Shuffle Carve, a jungle old school D&B drop that feels chopped, human, and just a little worn in, like it already lived on a dub plate before it got to your session. The big idea here is not just to make a loop, it's to make something that arranges like a record. So we want a shuffle drum pocket, a carved bass line, some chopped vinyl character from resampling, and enough movement that the section feels alive across 16 bars. We're working in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools only, so no excuses, just solid technique. Drum rack, simpler, wavitable. Saturator, drum bus, auto filter, echo utility, EQ8, glue compressor, and audio resampling are our main weapons today. Start by setting the tempo around 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for this vibe. Then switch to arrangement view, and sketch a rough roadmap before you even write the drop. Think in blocks. Intro, build, first drop, breakdown, second drop. Even if you're only making the drop right now, having the larger shape in mind helps every edit feel intentional. If you want, drop in a reference track on another audio lane and keep it low. Don't copy it. Just listen for three things: how the drums swing, how the bass phrases breathe, and how often the arrangement changes every 4 or 8 bars. That's the language we're speaking today. Now build the drum foundation in a MIDI track with drum rack. Put your kick, snare, hats, and break elements on separate pads or separate simpler slices. For the break, load an amen style or funky break into simpler and switch it to slice mode, or chop it manually inside drum rack if you prefer full control. The goal is a one-bar break loop that feels tight but not robotic. Start with velocities somewhere around 70 to 110, and use a groove like swing 16-55 or swing 16-60 as a starting point. But here's the important part. Don't rely only on global swing. The real shuffle carve comes from where you place the notes. Move some ghost hit slightly late, maybe 10 to 20 milliseconds behind the grid, so the groove leans back a touch. Then pull a pre-snare hit a little early, maybe 5 to 10 milliseconds ahead, so it creates lift. That tiny push-pull is the heartbeat of this style. It's what makes the beat feel human instead of just swung. Also, leave space. Old school jungle and D&B breathe because they don't fill every cell. Remove a kick or a low break hit every couple bars so the loop has room to speak. You can keep the main snare strong on 2 and 4, and then let the chopped break provide all the little details around it. If the break has too much low end, clean it up with a EQ8. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz depending on the sample. That keeps the break lean and leaves the sub for the bass and kick. In this style, the snare needs room to feel like the boss, so protect that middle area and don't let the break get boxy. Now let's carve the bass line. Create a second MIDI track with wavitable or operator. For that classic jungle adjacent energy, a simple restyle sound or a filtered saw stack works really well. You want something with attitude, but not something so bright it turns into modern neon D&B. Start with saws or detuned saws. A moderate low pass filter, a little resonance, and a short attack so the note has shape. You can layer in a signed sub underneath, either in the same instrument or on a separate track. But keep that sub centered and simple. Write a 2-bar motif with space in it. Don't play all the time. Let the bass hit on the end of 1, then maybe just before beat 3, then again on the end of 4, and then leave a longer sustain or a rest. That kind of phrasing gives the drums room to bounce. In jungle and old school D&B, bass is strongest when it answers the drums, not when it talks over them. A good mindset here is to think in energy lanes. At any given moment, only one thing should be taking the lead. Drums, bass, chop, or FX. If everything is active all the time, the groove loses its swagger. So let the drums take the front seat in one moment, then let the bass answer back in the next. Now for the chopped vinyl character. Create an audio track and set its input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars of your drum and bass groove. Then chop that recording into pieces and rebuild the best fragments. This is where the record feel starts showing up. Use the resampled audio like raw material. Cut a snare tail and let it bleed into the next hit. Reverse a tiny break fragment into a fill. Leave one slightly imperfect chop before a drop point. Add a short silence before the bass comes back in. These little imperfections are not mistakes here. They are the style. If you need timing correction, use warp carefully, but don't sterilize the performance. If a slice feels good slightly late, leave it there. That's the charm. Jungle has always had this almost messy edge where the groove feels assembled by hand, not drawn by a machine. On the resampled audio, try auto filter with automation. Low pass the chop during a build, maybe somewhere around 400 to 1200 Hz, and then open it sharply over 1 or 2 bars, before the drop. A little resonance bump can make the sweep feel more vocal and alive. You can also add saturator or drum bus lightly for grit. A few dB of drive on saturator or a touch of drum bus drive can make the audio feel more recorded and more physical. Just don't overdo the boom if it starts smearing the kick and sub. Now route your drums to a drum bus and your bass to a bass bus. This is a simple move, but it changes everything, because it lets you shape the groove as a system instead of as disconnected parts. On the drum bus, a little glue compressor can help lock the hits together, especially if you're only shading off 1 or 2 dB. A gentle EQ cut around 250 to 400 Hz can clear out bossiness. Then a touch of drum bus can add snap and density. On the bass bus, keep the low-end mono with utility. Use EQA to tidy up anything that isn't really needed, but don't carve away the actual sub. If the bass needs to read better on smaller speakers, a tiny bit of saturation can help it speak without getting louder. Now we arrange the section like a real D&B record. Don't settle for one bar repetition. Make a proper 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 to 4 can be your main groove with a cleaner version of the break and a simpler bass motif. Bars 5 to 8 can add a ghost snare fill, a slightly denser hat shuffle, or a reverse chop. Then bars 9 to 12 should feel like variation. Maybe you change one bass note, remove one kick, or bring in a new top loop layer. Bars 13 to 16 should feel like the tension peak, where the filter opens, the resampled grit gets a little more obvious, and the section ends with a small dropout or a sharp edit. That phrase logic matters. Something should change every 4 or 8 bars. If the listener can predict everything, the groove goes flat. If it keeps talking back, the section feels alive. Use automation for tension, not just volume. Automate filter cutoff on the bass or the chopped sample. Bring up reverb send briefly on a vocal chop or stab before a transition. Pull the drums down by 1 or 2 dB for a tiny pre-drop dip, then slam them back in. Even a 1-beat low pass on the drum bus can create a great reset, if you open it right away after. One very strong old-school move is the response bar. Every fourth bar, thin out the drums and let one bass answer phrase take over. That empty space makes the next full hit feel harder. In this genre, silence is not weakness. Silence is impact. And make sure you use fill logic. A short break chop, a snare drag, a bass rest followed by a pickup note, or a quick mute on the break bus before the return. These are punctuation marks. They tell the listener where the sentence is going. Without them, the loop just keeps talking in one tone. Let's talk about the intro and outro too, because if this is going to work like a track and not just a loop, it needs DJ-friendly edges. Build a clean 16-bar intro with filtered drums, light percussion, and maybe a teased bass chop. Keep the full frequency chaos out of the opening. At the end, thin things out again so a DJ can mix out cleanly. That means drums, atmosphere, maybe a little texture, but not the whole low-end party all at once. A great check is to play the section at a lower volume. If the groove still feels good when the sub is barely there, the rhythmic shape is strong. If the whole thing collapses, it's probably leaning too hard on low-end weight instead of actually swinging. A few common problems to watch out for. First, don't overswing the break. Too much shuffle can make it feel drunk instead of bouncing. Second, don't let the break eat the low end. High pass it if needed. Third, don't let the bass line run forever without rests. This style needs breathing room. And fourth, don't let the arrangement sit in one loop for too long. Change something every few bars. If you want to push this darker and heavier, a few extra tricks help a lot. Layer a sine sub under the res. Put a bit of saturation before compression on the drum bus. Automate a narrow resonance bump during builds. Use echo as a texture layer rather than a loud delay. And if one tiny chop has a good accidental flaw, repeat it later so it becomes a motif. Repeated imperfections are part of the style. So here's the workflow in one sentence. Build a shuffled break. Carve a bass phrase with space. Resample the groove. Chop it back into shape. And arrange it in 4 and 8 bar blocks like a proper record. For a quick practice pass, set the tempo to 174, make 1 bar of drums, write a 2-bar bass motif with only a few notes, resample 4 bars, chop the audio into several pieces, and automate one movement like a filter open or a reverb send. Then duplicate it into 8 bars and make a variation in the second half. One rest, one extra fill, one reverse chop. That's enough to start hearing the style. Final reminder. The magic in Soul Pride. Shuffle Carve is not just the sound, it's the arrangement attitude. Let the drums and bass have a conversation. Keep the groove slightly misaligned on purpose. Resample early, not just at the end. And make the edits feel intentional, like every chop was put there to say something. Once you get that balance of swing, space, grit, and phrasing, you're not just making a loop anymore, you're building a jungle old school DNB moment that feels ready to drop in a real track.